Morning, Sally. How are you? I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've had a little bit of a catch-up. I think COVID hit and the world almost stopped, didn't it? What was it like?
It certainly did.
For
it
you?
It certainly did. It certainly stopped for our carers.
Yeah,
yes,
I know. Because your carers are so young. I mean, they put their lives on hold. I mean, you can tell it better than me, but, you know, they'll come home from school and instead of turning on the PlayStation or go out on their bike, they'll be looking after their parents. What is it like?
Yeah, or a sibling or grandparent. Yeah, it's hard for them. They, like you say, they can't just come in from school and get changed and go off with their friends. They have responsibilities, you know. They help around the house, they help to cook meals, they help with other siblings, you know. They have a huge responsibility on their shoulders, and obviously during lockdown they were stuck at home doing their online learning. But school is actually a respite break for our young carers. It's to get out of the house. And then obviously our groups had to close, so everything was over Zoom. And then they get all Zoomed out, don't they? They've had enough of Zoom, so they then don't attend that support either. So it's been really hard.
And what other ways do West Norfolk carers make a difference for them? Because it must be nice for them to know that someone has got their back. Because I reckon, and I'm almost certain, that carers, if it wasn't for you, kind of forgot about. You always think about the person being cared for.
Yeah, exactly. And like, they're the unsung heroes, you know. Without carers in this country, the last census was £119 billion they saved the government, but it's much more than that now. And if every carer put down their tools tomorrow and said, I can't do this anymore, which does happen, you know, they get exhausted, the country would be in a terrible situation. So, you know, so we support, as you know, carers of all ages, but obviously I'm here today because we've been awarded £2,000 from a KFC Foundation Community Grant Programme, which will allow us to carry on with our support groups, which are now up and running. You know, they're all doing their COVID tests, bless them, at the moment, and being really good about that. So that, you know, that's something really positive, that we are back with the groups. The young carers teams are running the groups, you know, once a week for the age groups, for their monthly support groups. And we're doing activities, they've been on trips. So we're getting back to a little bit of normality now.
How hard is it to get the funds in? Because I know COVID made it so tough for so many charities.
So it's difficult because everybody's going for that funding. And this is quite a unique application process for the KFC, which has never happened before. We usually fill in a great big application form. You send lots of information off, policies, etc., which we had to do for this. But our actual application process was done over a Zoom meeting, which was really nice. So they could see us as a team, see how passionate we are about the work we do. And we could tell them face to face, you know, what a difference that money would make.
You also run some dementia clinics, don't you? I know there's one in Lynn. You've got one coming in Hunstanton too.
We do, yeah. We run a dementia cafe in King's Lynn at the Methodist Church Rooms at County Court Road. That's the first Friday of the month between 10 and 12. We've actually got guinea pigs coming next month.
Aww.
Little cuddly cavies.
Nice.
And we're starting a Hunstanton cafe on the first Friday of April, which is, let me just check my diary, which will be the 8th of April. At the Hunstanton Community Rooms, and that's from 10:30 till 12:30. So that's a new group that we're starting up. So all, you know, all are welcome.
And how would someone get your help? Maybe there's someone listening to the radio now that is looking after their parents or what have you. How can they get some assistance from you?
Just call us on 01553 768155. We've also got an email, info@westnorfolkcarers.org.uk. We have a website, so easiest way is just to give us a call and we'll take the referral over the telephone.
Okay, all right, brilliant. We'll get all those details on the website. As I say, we will turn this into
Lovely,
a podcast after 10 and all the information will be there. Just back to KFC then, they gave you £2,000. What about chicken? Did they give you any chicken?
No, we didn't get chicken.
No? Not even chips?
Chicken would be nice.
Maybe next time.
Yeah. We also got a grant for £12,500 from the Carers Trust.
Wow.
Which is the Tie for Me Fund, which has enabled us to give young carers respite with gymnastic lessons, bikes, art equipment, dog training.
Amazing.
All sorts of lovely things. Football. Lovely things that they've been able to do, so that's been good as well.
I remember a few years ago there was also that van, wasn't there, with the ITV thing.
We did have our camper van, but amazing. Unfortunately, you know, we just wasn't able to get out of the community in it, so
yeah. Oh yeah,
you know, so it's very, we've really had to adapt through COVID, you know. We've really, you know, had to be quite inventive. We did lots of doorstep visits, delivering Easter eggs from you, thank you very much. And we did like book week where we went round, we dressed up as Cat in the Hat and Cruella de Vil and a witch, and went round to swim. Did lots of inventive things. It was quite interesting driving around Kingsley and dressed as the Cat in the Hat, though.
I love it. I love all the work you do. And say hi to all of the guys, won't you?
Because I will do. Thanks, Si.
I've spoken to a few of them because we've done a couple of videos, haven't we, in the past?
Yeah, well, you saw us at the Christmas toy appeal as well, which was greatly received as well. Thanks.
Lovely. Well, look, we'll have Easter eggs for you again in a couple of months.
Oh, lovely.